People viewed things much differently in the middle of the 20th century than they do today. Pollution was an obscure term, and smokestacks were a sign of prosperity.
And like a good sign in the heavens is the smoke from these mills.
That old film sets the scene for a documentary called The Return of the Cuyahoga River. And it wasn't just smokestacks, but sewer pipes that spewed out gunk. As mills manufactured paints, varnishes, and oils, the color of the river changed daily. In the documentary, longtime riverman Wayne Bratton says it could turn orange, red, blue, or green, depending on the color paint mills were making.
50 years ago, the river boiled like a cauldron. This was all very black, high petroleum content, anoxic, and just constantly bubbling like a stew on a stove.
And prime for catching fire. But 1969 was not the first time the Cuyahoga caught on fire, and it wasn't the only river to burn. Jonathan Adler is a professor at Case Western Reserve Law School in Cleveland. In the film, he says that at that time, it wasn't even surprising for a river to catch fire.
It wasn't just in Cleveland where we had industrial river fires. This occurred on the Rouge River in Michigan, the Chicago River, the Schuylkill River in Philadelphia, the Baltimore Harbor. All of these areas caught fire due to the collection of industrial waste and debris that at the time wasn't being cleaned up.
The filmmaker who's responsible for the documentary on the Cuyahoga, Larry Hott, says at that time it barely made the news. It wasn't until 6 weeks later when Time magazine ran an article about the fire in its new environment section.
This was just after the moonshot, the first landing, and it was also just after Ted Kennedy's incident at Chappaquiddick. And this turned out to be the best-selling magazine in Time magazine's history. So millions of people saw this story. And then people started talking about it. What do you mean a river caught on fire?
After the Time magazine article, the Cuyahoga became the poster child of the environmental movement. In the documentary, Professor Jonathan Adler says people were astonished.
One consequence of the Cuyahoga fire was greater political pressure for additional federal legislation. And one of the things that led to is the Clean Water Act of 1972, when the federal government really increased dramatically its role in helping to maintain water quality.
The Clean Water Act and other federal regulations stopped factories from dumping waste directly into rivers. Many of the nation's rivers are still being cleaned up. The Cuyahoga still has problems, but it's much cleaner than it was a few decades ago. The documentary producer, Larry Hott, says he recently took a boat into the river and was surprised by the beauty of the Cuyahoga.
You can save a river. It's a symbol of hope. It gives us hope that after everything has gone wrong, after the cities are burned and the river is burned, it can come back, and we can be hopeful about the environment.
For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.